All right, so download here at 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Let's carry out. All right, here's today's top stories. The Senate's moving tax reform along, but one of the big drawbacks is that it costs too much. And if they can't get the budget to line up properly, then by rule, they'll have to get 60 votes, which includes Democrats, to pass it back to the House. So what are they doing about that? Well, they're killing 18 birds with one stone. They're reportedly ending the healthcare individual mandate. Obviously, Republicans tried to repeal and replace healthcare twice now to no avail, but they're using tax reform as a cover to go at it for a third time. And frankly, if they remove the mandate, this would give them more revenue to balance the books. But this is always my issue with Congress. This is a bill about simplifying the tax code and cutting said taxes. But so far, Congress allegedly wants to take on other issues, healthcare and abortion. Yep, somehow abortion is part of tax cut now. Because when they do stuff at face value, it usually fails. So instead of trying to create more balanced bipartisan legislation, they just get all sneaky. Again, there should be a law against sneaking other issues into bills. But then again, they just sneak other issues into that bill. So what can you do? Attorney General Jeff Sessions testified in front of Congress again today, this time to answer questions about whether or not he lied the last time he was there. And the answers were a variation of, I can't recall, and I don't remember, and Hillary and uranium. As a matter of fact, it looks like the Justice Department is going to investigate the former Secretary of State for a Russian deal for a Canadian uranium company that gave donations to the Clinton Foundation, allegedly. I finally looked at this story more closely. There's a lot of holes, including that the guy who gave money to the foundation, the Clinton Foundation, he didn't own the company anymore. But, you know, details. The bigger question is, distractions aside, I'm a little skittish about the Justice Department investigating political rivals, especially when the political rival in question lost the election. It sounds like Ukraine politics to me, just short of poisoning one's soup, right? I don't like it. And if you're anti-Hillary, you shouldn't like it either. Because if you're pro-Trump, you're probably going to be in the same predicament when President Oprah gets her Justice Department to do something about it. Think about it. Here's an uplifting story from the State House. The Secretary of State's office says, we have the money for Christmas lights around the rotunda. Yay! Can I sneak in the negative now? Can I just sneak that right in? I guess the state owes over $5.5 million to City Water, Light, and Power. That's the companies down in Springfield. It's been over 60 days due. So remember that, listeners. When the energy company threatens to kill the lights for you being $80 in the hole, at least it's not multi-millions, right? I mean, I don't know. Is it payday loan time, maybe? I don't know. What do you do here? Call grandma? Check under the couch cushions? Wait, are we the couch cushions? Good gravy. We suck at paying bills, Illinois. Pay the bills. That's what you're hired to do. And now it's time for the Download's Chromium Report. Well, it's been 5 months and 28 days since the last toxic dump of chromium into Lake Michigan. So I think we're on point. It's just in. U.S. Steel announced they dumped more of the toxic metal into the lake, and documents show that they wanted state environmental regulators to cover it up. Right, so I guess the calendar goes back to one. But hey, bright side, tangy tap water. Something to think about. And that's been the Download's Chromium Report. The mayor's all excited because 2017 supposedly had the most building cranes in operation in Chicago history. I mean, to be fair, half of them are being used for Chicago fire shoots. That crane's gonna fall, Lady Gaga's ex-boyfriend, help! I don't know any of the characters, that's all I know. In weather, scientists are warning us that we're at a, quote, last chance to save the planet. Oh, and also it's going to be 55 tomorrow. Both those things. In sports, 1-2, take on each other at the United Center in what has become a tradition now. Michigan State versus Duke underway at half. Also, Kansas plays Kentucky. How does that happen so early in the season? You got to love Moxie, the four powerhouses, right? Most schools are playing community colleges at this point. Just trying to desperately get to 8-0 so we can be like, wow, what's up with the Illini? They're undefeated. They end up still being 17-12. The big games take over the UC, and today Kentucky had a shootaround, and that meant that the Blackhawks were bumped from practice. Seriously, like high school. Hey, coach, we reserved the stadium for this time. Can your boys wrap it up? The Hawks had to go find another ice rink to practice on. And no complaints either. I love the Hawks. The Hawks are the best. New BCS playoff rankings are out later tonight, and I'll go out on a limb and say Notre Dame is long gone. The football gods were real. I would even bounce them out of the top 25. Last week, they were the number three team in the country, and then they positively laid an egg. Got trounced by Miami, 41-8. Notre Dame has a way of doing that to us, don't they? They get in these big games that will determine whether or not they're contenders or pretenders, and they just get blown up. Alabama. But I guess good run for the Irish. Northwestern moves up, I'm sure, with a win over Purdue. The Bears, you know, I haven't checked anything. Have we checked? Let me check. Yeah, John Fox still the head coach? Okay, moving on. Nothing to see here. Also, the Bulls, Chicago's Fight Club, back in action tomorrow night in Oklahoma City to take on the Thunder. Reports say that Nikola Mirotic is getting closer to returning after he got sucker punched by his teammate. Broke a couple bones, concussions. Hey, tough love. Get back out there. But I guess he's back at the Advocate Center, and he still hasn't talked to Bobby Portis, his attacker slash teammate. So that's all cold, and it's having an effect on team chemistry, which is the last thing this 2-8 team needs. If they had better chemistry, well, they'd still be 2-8. Right now, they are third worst in the NBA, but it's early. They can get there. And the winter baseball meetings have begun. John Lackey is not retiring. That was the big thing. He's still playing. Big country. Could return to the Cubs even. Melky Cabrera could come back to the White Sox, and ESPN is reporting that the Orioles are listening to offers for stud reliever Zach Britton. And one of the teams linked are the Cubbies. Oh, there you go. And finally tonight, the Blommer Chocolate Factory was on fire today, proving the old adage, chocolate melts in your mouth, but not on your roof. There you go. That's the carryout for November 14, 2017. The carryout is now too offering delivery after today's announcement that Portillo's is doing the same. So, yes, we will deliver your food, but for now just to the foyer. So you got to pick it up from there. Coming up, the download on Chicago business. John Rinaldi's here. We'll talk about GeoBit, newest Chicago entry into the child monitoring businesses. And we'll talk with him about that and the challenges of technology and startups in Chicago. And Jonathan Eich joins us after 8 o'clock with his new book about Muhammad Ali. It's the download. Stay with us.